Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today I'm speaking with Herb Schneider, VP of Engineering at Maxda. Welcome, Herb.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Great. So before we dive in, tell us a little bit about Maxda and your role at the company.
Maxda is a leader in hyper-converged storage software solutions, and I am the Vice President of Engineering for Maxda.
What kind of products do you guys take to market?
Well, we offer two different solutions, a software-only hyper-converged storage product called Maxda Storage Platform, and also a hyper-converged appliance, which is called Max Deploy.
Okay, talk a little bit about the software-only product.
The software-only product is our hyper-converged solution for storage in a variety of hypervisors that you can go choose, for instance, VMware, KVM, and so forth, and basically creates a software-defined storage solution on top of your deployed appliances, basically adding some disk drives, storage, both SSD and HDD. Our software basically creates a cluster of nodes that provides a very highly available storage infrastructure in a converged manner.
Is there flexibility in what the customers can utilize to run your software on?
Absolutely. We're hardware agnostic from the perspective that obviously we want an x86 infrastructure, but we do not basically force a particular vendor. So you do have vendor choice in that area. And we basically then also support a variety of different drives. So the customer has quite a bit of flexibility in terms of how to go deploy this, typically on existing infrastructure, or if they decide to purchase new infrastructure, they have some flexibility there as well.
You also have a hyper-converged appliance. Talk a little bit about that.
That is actually a pre-configured appliance that is offered through a system integrator so that if a customer does decide to start with a fresh appliance, that we basically can preload our software on that. They can specify different versions of appliances there from different vendors, and basically it arrives pre-configured and ready to install. And so that's just a convenience factor. Our business, our fundamental business, is still the software business in terms of deploying software-defined storage.
What markets do your products play in? Like what verticals?
There's quite a few verticals. Typically, business applications, traditional IT applications such as Microsoft, web servers, some custom applications, payroll applications, remote branch offices are a big part of our business, BDI. We're very focused on test and development environments, and also disaster recovery, where we're being used as disaster recovery and second storage backup.
What are some of the challenges facing the current data centers as we move into the future?
I think a couple issues are affecting them. Certainly, the cost of administering and managing a legacy storage array is pretty daunting. And for a large number of customers, it's becoming a very, very big issue in terms of having to upgrade that every 4 or 5 years, having very specific personnel that know that technology. So I think what's happening there is this alternative with hyperconvergence basically allows you to reduce both the cost of the deployment and the speciality of the personnel running the storage array. So what we do is basically give you all of that capability without having to have the expertise of a storage array, and really lets a lot of people worry about deploying their applications more than worrying about deploying a storage array. So it becomes part of managing your application. I also think another big issue is sort of the flexibility of the data center. If you're looking at a traditional storage array and being able to go deploy that across a lot of different applications and have a lot of flexibility, deploy applications very quickly, it's just not really suited toward that. And hyperconvergence basically allows a lot better flexibility at deploying applications very quickly, being able to respond to the dynamic behavior of those applications, and basically getting better utilization out of your investment. And I believe the other area where it will really do well is in scale out, in the ability to go scale by adding nodes, the ability to go scale by adding additional drives into your existing server infrastructure is a much more natural way to go scale the applications and scale the infrastructure.
You know, we use terms like hyperconverged. Just for our audience that might not be familiar with that term, describe a little bit about what that means, hyperconverged.
Yeah, so hyperconvergence began with virtualization and the ability to take a Intel-based commodity server and make it extraordinarily useful across multiple applications with virtualization. The problem is that networking and storage were still sort of outside of that. And what hyperconvergence has allowed you to go do is to basically overlay storage on top of that virtualization and integrate storage and your compute into one seamless appliance and layer. It makes it a lot easier to manage existing infrastructure that you already have in place, leverage for storage as well, and basically remove the additional cost of the storage array. So I think it's a very exciting time. It's transformational, and I think it's a major shift for IT shops.
I see. So hyperconverged in this context is industry standard servers delivering compute, leveraging virtualization, and delivering storage on local drives, be it hard disk drives or SSDs, for example.
Right. And those are commoditizing as well. So basically looking at standard SSDs and hard disk drives that are deployed in those servers, you basically can create a very powerful storage array.
Talk a little bit about how you see the industry transitioning from hard disk drives to solid state drives.
This is pretty transformational for us from the viewpoint that SSD is sort of the performance layer where you basically can leverage very, very fast access to storage, very, very high throughput, and use that as the first layer in the storage infrastructure with traditional hard disk drives behind that. And that's something that we do. What's been interesting about that is we started out with Intel SSDs with that very, very high throughput, very, very low latency. But one of the challenges was bandwidth access to that because it was behind traditional SAS or SATA. And the next generation of flash became NVMe, much higher bandwidth, so we are able to leverage that as well. And I see yet a third generation of that happening with the 3D Crosspoint, yet another layer of innovation, 1,000 times faster, 1,000 times more resiliency in terms of wear. And so we get to take advantage of each one of those layers and improve the performance of the product. And our customers get to take advantage of that. We deploy the software and the underlying infrastructure through innovation by Intel. We basically let customers ride that innovation curve very, very rapidly. For us, it's been the key technology to basically make our hyperconverged storage solutions extraordinarily fast.
In addition to the partnership we have with you with respect to drives, what are some other aspects of the Intel and Maxta partnership?
We partner on the SSD roadmap in terms of the technology that is going on there. We're very intimately aware of the emerging technologies that are coming out of that. We also do use Intel technology. We use threading building blocks, TBB, and that's been able to let us balance parallel workloads across processing cores to take advantage of our cores and maximize performance. So there's some key technologies that we've been able to basically tap into. We're also part of the Storage Innovators program, which also allows us to have access to other technologies that have been optimized for storage providers. So we're excited about the capability of working with Intel and having access to a broad base of technologies that make our products better.
Yeah, we created Intel Storage Builders to help companies like yourselves to participate with Intel and share technology and collaborate and kind of bring the industry together. Tell me a little bit about how your product is differentiated from some of the other products that you compete with in the market.
Yeah, so we actually have a very unique position in terms of the hyperconverged space as being a software product. We believe that that particular model provides the most powerful way to deliver a solution to customers and give them the flexibility that they need to basically go across different kinds of infrastructure. We also allow customers to transport their licenses between different environments so that their investment is protected across multiple generations. We believe that if you look at what's happening with storage, that software is the correct way to provide this particular solution to the hyperconverged space, and believe other people will see that as a very strong way of delivering the product to the marketplace.
If we have CIOs or other IT professionals listening today, how might they go about evaluating your products?
One of the ways you can evaluate the product is to simply download the software from our website for evaluation with an evaluation license. If you prefer, we can also do a cloud-based POC, and that's where we provide the equipment available remotely through the cloud. We can also provide on-site evaluations as well, and if you prefer, to deliver a fully configured appliance that arrives on-site. So customers have a variety of ways to access our software and solutions to evaluate it for production purposes.
Great. Now, where can our listeners go to learn more about your products?
www.maxta, that's M-A-X-T-A www.chipchat.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Herb, for spending some time today. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Great. Thank you. We'll be right back.